This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Emergency crews are still searching for survivors after a wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed outside Miami on Thursday, killing at least one person. Authorities said late Thursday afternoon nearly 100 people were still unaccounted for, raising fears that the death toll could climb sharply. Officials did not know how many people were in the tower when it fell. Rescuers had pulled out dozens of survivors. Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse. Some work was being done on the roof of the building, but it is not known if that was a factor in causing part of the building to come down. Authorities say a fire swept through a martial arts school in central China earlier today, killing 18 people, injuring 16 others, some seriously. The Associated Press reports the fire is out and police detain the person in charge of the school. An investigation is just getting underway into the cause of that fire. President Joe Biden will meet with Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Peacemaker Abdullah Abdullah at the White House later today. The first face-to-face interaction between Biden and Afghan officials comes ahead of the withdrawal of the remaining U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan by September 11th, in line with Biden's direction to close what he has described as the forever war. Ghani's aide said he would raise the issue of future ties between the two countries and continued assistance, that is, for Afghan security forces. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA.